An NDC stalwart, Professor Kwame Nahoy, says if former Prime Minister and one of the founders of the MPP, Professor Abrifa Buzia, were to be alive today, he would be so disappointed with the current disunity in the MPP and would have quit politics or joined the NDC. Professor Ahoy consequently urged Ghanaians to retain the NDC in power rather than risk derailing the progress being made, since a disunited MPP government cannot continue the good works of the NDC. Professor Ahoy, who is accompanying the Chief of Staff, Julius Debra, on his week-long tour of the Bono Ahafo, was speaking at a rally at Bosankro in the Chano South District. The third day of the Chief of Staff tour saw him visit communities like Bosankro, Bechem and New Doma in the Sunyai municipality. Correspondent John Samasa has more in this report.
The third day of the Chief of Staff, Julius Debra's tour of Bono Ahafo, saw the NDC unleashing some of its old guard on the campaign trail. They include former Security Capo and Information Minister Kofi Totobi Kwachi, NDC founding member Faustina Nelson, and former local government minister Professor Kwame Nahoy. At all the stops, the Chief of Staff and his entourage paid courtesy calls on the chiefs before addressing mini rallies. Professor Hoy, who was speaking at a rally at Bosankro, said the level of disunity in the MPP suggests that they will not be effective in government and likely to derail the momentum of development achieved under the NDC. He said a remarkable thing about the NDC manifesto is the fact that all the projects mentioned come with strategies and funding sources to make them a reality. He consequently urged them to vote for the NDC come December to enable Ghana benefit from this. At Bechem, in response to an appeal by the Mahini, the Bono Ahafo Regional Minister Eric Opoku announced that an initial 50,000 Ghana cedis is to be presented to Bechem Mine in support of the upgrading of the Nanaji Abua Park to meet CAF requirements to enable Ghana's FA Cup champions. Bechem United play their CAF Confederation matches at Bechem.